T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Sunshine, 77 degrees. On this Friday morning, July 3rd, we're expecting a high of 90 this afternoon, partly cloudy and warm tonight as well. It's been a problem for weeks in the city. Illegal fireworks going off at all hours of the night. Now a Brooklyn man is accused of burning down a home with illegal fireworks in Flatlands. WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian has the story.
36-year-old Damian Bend faces arson charges for allegedly burning down a Brooklyn home after setting illegal fireworks into it.
This is our house, man. We didn't have anywhere else. What are you supposed to do with this?
Joshua King was at his girlfriend's house at the time when he saw the East 51st Street home burn down on June 24th. Surveillance video shows the two-story home be destroyed from the inside out within seconds.
Basically, it went to the bedroom and caught a fire and they couldn't stop it, so they were trying to throw water on it. After they tried that, basically caught a fire more, and everybody ran and scattered and called the cops, called the fire department.
It took 60 firefighters to put out the late June fire that left the home completely burned down. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
There's no let-up in the spike in gun violence in the city. There were at least 8 shootings overnight, leaving one person dead and 10 others injured. In Brownsville, a 20-year-old man was shot in the head and killed when gunfire erupted outside an apartment building on Lotz Avenue. A woman is hospitalized with gunshots to her arm and torso. There were also shootings in Crown Heights, Far Rockaway, Mott Haven, Bed-Stuy, Sheepshead Bay, East Harlem, and Astoria. All of the victims were said to be in stable condition. There's been a nearly 130% spike in gun violence in the city compared to the same time last year. The words Black Lives Matter will still be painted in big yellow letters outside Trump Tower, just not until next week. The paint job was supposed to start yesterday, but the mayor put it off. More from WCBS's Rich Lamb.
To those who question spending scarce city funds on painting Black Lives Matter onto Fifth Avenue's pavement, Mayor de Blasio says it's about what black people have achieved, accomplished, and contributed to New York City, adding, that is something we can't talk about enough.
This is a small but important thing to do. And as to the cost, again, small cost, big impact. Let's send a message to New York City and America that black lives truly matter, period.
And he took the opportunity to mention a former New York City resident.
I was not shocked, but troubled when President Trump tweeted that putting Black Lives Matter on Fifth Avenue would somehow denigrate the luxury, quote unquote, luxury of Fifth Avenue. And my response was that black people built Fifth Avenue, built New York City, built America.
The mayor called the planned emblazoning of Fifth Avenue a small measure to show respect. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Black Lives Matter is being painted on a stretch of Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem. The work began on Wednesday. It'll be unveiled tomorrow. Mayor de Blasio has commissioned several of the street murals in all 5 boroughs. Seaside Heights expecting crowds this weekend. That story next.
Now more than ever, news about your money matters.
The businesses that may open first when the time comes, maybe.
Listen for money news at 25 and 55 on WCBS from the Sunwave Gas and Power Business Desk. Sunwave Gas and Power. Power your universe with the Tri-State's energy supplier, Sunwave.
Right now, the weather. Meteorologist Craig Allen. We are starting off this holiday weekend with bringing the heat.
Oh, yes. Today, it's still within a few degrees of 80 this morning. That's as low as it was able to get for most areas, 79 for Central Park. There's some cloudiness in parts of northern New Jersey, Hudson Valley, and Connecticut. A little blotch of clouds there. Shouldn't say little. It's pretty big, but it'll move on through, and the sun will still get us up to about 94 this afternoon. Now, late day and into this evening, that's when the first thunderstorms start to show up. And they will be with us at least through the first half of the night tonight. A few could be heavy, 65 to 70. Tomorrow, clouds will break for some sunshine, highs 80 to 85, and not as humid, a little bit drier tomorrow. Sunday, mostly sunny, very warm, starting to get more humid again with highs in the middle 80s. Right now, sunny over the city, and it is still 79 degrees, humidity 57%, a light northwesterly breeze. Today's high near 90.
All right. Thank you, Craig.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.